And as we begin 2007, this reminder, time is running out to announce your candidacy if you plan on running for the office of President of the United States. But what words will you choose to convey your vision for America? Humorist Brian Unger offers this speech template free of charge to all presidential hopefuls. Here is today's Unger Report.
My fellow Americans, I stand before you in this fair city named... Where are we again?
Duluth.
Right, Duluth. In this great American city of Duluth, to announce my candidacy for my party's nomination for the office of President of the United States. I don't live in this city, but if I did, well, I'd probably move. This place is a mess, and I don't have a clue how to fix what's broken here. But this setting sure serves as a terrific backdrop for some lofty prose I'd like to lay down on the rest of the country. Doesn't it? Wait for applause. Wait for it. And continue. To be very frank, this city is a microcosm of the problems we face on a national level. Not to make anyone who lives here feel bad, but this town multiplied by 300 is how screwed up the rest of the nation is. First, we must guarantee health care for every American. We have to shore up Social Security. And we must strengthen the middle class. And how do we do all this? Well, we can start by not allowing gay people to marry each other. Gotta start somewhere. Second, we need specific real solutions to enormous problems we face. We must rebuild New Orleans, reform our immigration laws once and for all, and we must end this war in Iraq. How do we do this? First, we continue to prevent gay people from marrying each other. Then I will consult, ask advice, seek opinions from others. Then I'll confer. I might even consult a little more. I'll go beyond my predecessor by being a consulter and a decider, all at the same time. I'm the consider. If we want to stay a great economic superpower, we must learn to compete in a global economy with people who speak funny languages. China, India, and Japan, these countries will surpass us in world trade unless we invade them. But that is so 2002, Axis of Evil. I say we must first focus on repairing our moral authority in the world. Then invade China. It's also time for some leadership on climate change. I'm that leader. Let me say this, global warming is real. I've seen Al Gore's PowerPoint presentation. I watched Happy Feet. Even went to see that other Penguin movie where they all walk an ungodly distance in a blizzard just to have sex. I read firsthand about the polar bears who frolic atop melting ice, struggling to find enough food for their hibernations. Do you realize an entire generation of children may someday visit a zoo without polar bears? And what is a zoo without polar bears? A place filled with disappointed, angry children who grow up gay and start marrying each other. And we can't have that. Please, make me your chief. And that is today's Unger Report. Happy New Year. I'm Brian Unger.